always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Vic Porcelli.
Come on, you're Italian. You understand.
Every day is a busy day all of a sudden.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Tough and smart, and I love Italian, so, you know, he's definitely Italian.
At least I have this show to come and talk about it and let some stuff up.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Vic Porcelli Show.
All right, hour number two ready to roll, courtesy of the Thunder Stealer, Kenny Whoosh Williams. Maybe you and David Stokes could wrestle.
Yeah.
Right?
You kick my ass.
I'm with you there. Okay, let's just get into it. Let's just go. Former Speaker of the House.
You just proved why you left-wing loons are so insane.
Y'all ready for this?
Tim Jones. Speaker Tim Jones. Whoosh, my speaker. How are you?
Whoosh, my ultra mega super toxic masculinity, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Heterosexual. What's that part? They celebrate heterosexual awesomeness.
Right.
Hey, when's our month? When's our month?
I don't know. I mean,
why does Pride get a whole month? Why did the men and women who sacrificed and died for this country get one day each year? Yep. And those who have to tell us what their sexuality is get an entire month?
You know what, Tim? When you're shouting from the rooftops that you're gay, all you're telling us is who you sleep with. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
substance. We're here. We're queer. Get used to us.
There's no substance to anything except who you sleep
with. Hey, and nothing against them. Hey, you do you, right? That's cool. Knock yourself out. Do whatever you need to do. But why am I forced to celebrate what you like to do in your bedroom? Right. You know, it's like, go ahead. I don't care. Yeah. I don't need to have a month to celebrate what you do. You know, why should we celebrate what I do every day? We should have awesome radio host month or
yes!
something.
Yes. Oh, know? My God.
Well,
yes.
You've also got a lot of gay people, and I know this because they've told me that are pissed off because they were hijacked basically and thrown into a group with everybody else. They had it. Fine. Everything was fine.
That's a good point. But they're being forced to celebrate it as well. There's probably a lot of them who are like, hey, I'm gay and that's my deal. And okay, now what are we going to talk about? Well, how do we make America great again? By being gay? I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I don't know. Hey, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, Tim, remember you guys back in the day, they were trying to get normalcy in their lives by being gay. Leave us alone. Let us just live our lives. And it was established then. But then after the whole thing blew up with LGBTQIA plus all that other stuff, they got thrown into that mix. Now they're being aligned with people who groom kids, drag queens, you know, all this other queer stuff. And they're saying, look, we don't want this.
You're right.
Yeah, we just want normalcy.
And before all the haters start hating, because that's what they love to do when the three of us get together and chat every Wednesday morning, I want more log cabin Republicans in the Republican Party. I want more gay people in the party. LGBTQYZ. You know, I want black, brown, purple, green, gold. But you know what? I want them in our party because they would join our party. The ones who are in our party are in our party. You know why they're in our party? Because we share the same philosophy. We could give a crap about each other's identity. That's the difference between the parties.
Right.
The people on the center right side of the political aisle, those who are right of center, no matter where you are on that right hand side, whether you're establishment, traditional, conservatarian, libertarian, whatever you might be. If you're on the right side of that fulcrum, right?
Yeah.
There's your SAT word for the day. if you're on the right side, it's because we share a philosophy, right? We believe in limited government, free markets, federalism, less taxes, not more, fewer regulations, not a mountain of them. Those are things we believe in. Government, don't tread on me. Leave me alone. Let's have a basic social safety net. Let's have basic regulations so, you know, nobody gets hurt. But other than that, leave me be. Take care of the things you were supposed to be taking care of per the Constitution as written, you know, way back when some, right? The border, national security, the military. They should have hardly anything to do with the interior of the country other than making sure the freaking trains, the planes, and the automobiles run on time. Period. The end. All right, segment over.
Well, I wanted to add one thing to it.
Sorry about that.
That's fine. So instead of MAGA, they can be MAFA. Make America fabulous again.
By the way, Vic Porcelli, you were freaking awesome last night. You were the bomb. I really enjoyed it.
It was so funny.
I appreciate it.
You and know. Shout out to everybody who came out. I know you guys have been talking about that all morning. And I just want to add my, I'll do.
All right. Ditto. You're the speaker.
I'm gonna ditto that, you know.
You're doing Rodney Dangerfield right there?
I was, no, that was my Rush Limbaugh. Oh, I'm not as good as you.
Okay.
Whoosh. So. Thank you to News Talk STL Nation. I mentioned this last night. In less than 3 years, it's obvious that we have gone from a station that didn't exist to one that is listened to, watched, viewed, and visited, because last night we had a full room, by tens of thousands of people here in the St. Louis metro and well beyond, because due to the wonders of streaming, people can literally listen to us around the globe. So a little station that didn't exist has now become the big kahuna that could, and we've got more things ahead.
And that's because of the great staff at this radio station. Yeah. I mean, there are everybody contributes in a different way. I mean, we're doing creative stuff that I don't see, you know, stations with a lot of money behind them doing, you know. Like somebody brought up last night our Sopranos video that we made with driving around in Ken's truck smoking a cigar. And
so good.
Somebody asked me about that last night because her husband couldn't find it, so I sent it to her. But just things like that. Nobody's doing that.
No.
You know, the Jim Modulin stuff, all the audio things that you hear that you just don't hear on the lazy corporate stations. And, you know.
That's right. This is a major, major market station that it is already there, and we just have to make sure everybody finds it that didn't exist less than 3 years ago. It's really remarkable. It's really been a meteoric rise. We are incredibly blessed, and we're only blessed, as I said last night, because of every single person that listens to all of us every single day.
Yep. All right. So one more thing about last night, and then we'll move on to tomorrow night. But last night, you and Chris Arps, I mean, it's just a logical step for you two to be up there asking Joel Griffith and Zach Smith questions. And it was funny, Chris, you know, sometimes Chris, like, he gets a little confused sometimes, and he called Zach Smith Jack Smith.
Right.
I was like, oh my God, no, he's not Jack Smith.
Oh my God, he's here. Ah!
He's not a douchebag. But
I knew we were a target.
Yep.
Yeah.
Zach Smith, I mean, at one point last night, he said, well, you know, in my years as a U.S. attorney and a prosecutor, I'm like, he looks like he's 12.
Mm-hmm. No, he does. And you know what? Those two fellows who are in a younger generation, and the young Republicans, the St. Louis young Republicans who were there last night, Frank Catanzaro and his crew,
Frank, yeah.
Don't they all give you, because we often make fun, every generation, this always happens, you know, the current generation or the generation that's in like the working years and beyond, we're always chastising the younger generations, but you know, that's a broad brush, that's a stereotype. There are many, many, many awesome younger people in this country who obviously are not commie Marxists. You know, I refuse to believe that the majority of young people on our college campuses, in our workforce, are emblematic of the yahoos that we've seen running around, you know, talking about rivers and seas. They don't even know what river. They don't even know what sea. Right. You know, may Gaza be free. You know, I refuse to believe that is the majority. I do not. I think that's a small minority. And, you know, I think one of the guys made this point yesterday, and it may have been on air with us, it may have been at the event last night. I know they did like 12 interviews yesterday on all our programs. They made the point that, you know, a lot of these rabble rousers on these campuses, they're not even Americans, right? So you can't say that's emblematic of American youth. These are all foreign visa students who we allow to come here. We give them the privilege of coming to American campuses, and they... Oh, I almost cussed on this here radio show. They crap. I almost said something else.
Yeah,
they
got it.
Crap on us, right? I'm sorry, if I sound xenophobic and a Christian nationalist, well, then that's exactly how I'm sounding. Because we do... You don't just get to come here. You don't just get to come here willy-nilly unless you have something to provide. The point of you coming here is not to freaking hijack this country and cause civil unrest and hope that you're going to lead the revolution, you know? Yeah. You come here to benefit from the greatness of America, to get an awesome education. And if you want to go back home and take that knowledge back and maybe transform some other nation that's not a representative democracy into one, that's great. But the point is not to have you come here as some kind of terrorist freaking sleeper cell, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And willy-nilly can come here if they do it legally.
Well, I think...
Willy-nilly.
Can I throw in one more thing about willy-nilly? When I was...
What was that band in the 80s? Milli Vanilli.
When I was young, my mother would say, "And come home, don't dilly-dally."
Right? Don't dilly-dally.
So definitely don't dilly-dally willy-nilly, right?
Right.
If you're going to dilly-dally, dilly-dally with a purpose.
Right.
All right. Enough of that stupid
stuff. Stop it. Both of you.
All right. Now.
I'm sorry.
Made me nervous.
Off the rails.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
We got a lot of stuff to squeeze in here, guys.
No,
stop
I know.
It.
Okay,
stop
I'll
being
be quiet.
Silly.
I'll behave myself.
All right. Tomorrow night. Debate
yes.
between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. We're going to have the big party at Johnny's Hideout.
Party.
You're going to be doing the show with Chris from 4 to 6.
Yes, sir.
Party starts at 7. Debate starts at 8. I really don't... I'm nervous. I don't know what to expect out of this. Because
I am too.
No matter what happens, Tim, MSNBC, CNN are going to say Joe Biden won.
Exactly. And that's... Yes, exactly. And so... I know all of us, we all get our expectations and our hopes up ahead of these things, but let's step back for a minute and let's recast this. Donald Trump is going into the land of the wolves tomorrow, right? He's going into what could probably be best described as a post-apocalyptic dystopian version of the United States of America.
Right.
And he's going by himself, right? He's going all alone. What was that? Man, there was a movie a few years ago. It had... was it Denzel Washington? There was a surprise. I'm going to give the ending away because it came out like a decade ago. All right. If you haven't seen it by now, it's your fault. It turns out he's blind at the end and he's like this. He's like this warrior. He's like this Mad Max kind of figure walking across a nuclear wasteland of the United States. Right. And he's a badass and he can mow down anybody. But you find out at the end he's blind. He's just got his senses are like hyper. They're like on hyper speed. Right.
What's the Bible name? The Bible character.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. I love the movie.
It's such an awesome movie. And the critics didn't like it, Ken, right? Because it had religious overtones, right? So,
yeah. But it had a black guy in the lead. They have to like it.
No. Well, you would think they would, but it had too much religious overtones for them. So we'll have to look the title that up. Maybe producer, maybe Thundersteeler can get on that.
I am.
So that's Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump is the Mad Max. Maybe that's a one that people are more familiar with. He's the Mad Max going into the hellscape of corrupt corporate media, right? So you're right, Vic. I mean, Donald Trump's awesome. He's a fantastic debater. And when the deck, it doesn't even have to be fair, right? But if it's just, you know, but think about this. He's going to have both moderators gunning for him. And whenever Joe Biden has a moment of lucidity, which may be rare, he's going to be gunning for him as well. It's 2.5, 2.5, 2.25. It's more than 2-1. Okay. And depending on how much, jacked up Joe is tomorrow night, whether they've got him juiced up on Adderall or 12,000 milligrams of B vitamins or whatever they're going to pump into him tomorrow to get him, you know, at least cognizant and coherent for 90 minutes. Isn't it interesting that they chose 90 minutes? Have you guys talked about that at all?
No.
Aren't most presidential debates 2 hours?
I don't know.
Why is this one 90 minutes? Yeah. Do the drugs wear off at the 91st minute? Is that what happens? Is that why it's only 90 minutes? So, Vic, I agree with you. I think Donald Trump will do just fine. He will hold his own, but everything is stacked against him tomorrow. The moderators are stacked against him. Plus, he's got Joe Biden on the stage who will be, you know, an aggravating nuisance. The questions will be stacked against him. The follow-up will be stacked against him. There's no studio audience to help when CNN goes completely off the rails, which they probably will do in the first 35 seconds of the debate. So here's what he needs to do. And I know sometimes this is hard for him, but I've seen him do it. He needs to say whatever he wants to say tomorrow night. He needs to almost ignore the question. If they're good questions, answer them. If they're stupid questions, which most of them probably will be, ignore them. I don't care what the questions are. Donald Trump needs to remind Americans that over the last week and over the last 3.5 years, an untold number of Americans have been raped, assaulted, murdered, and pillaged by the illegal alien invasion yep. that is coming across our border in numbers. He has to remind Americans that before the Fauci flu, and I don't believe in coincidences, I only believe in connections. Before the Fauci flu, this nation under Donald Trump was the best it had been since the Reagan years. It was arguably the best it's been in the modern times. We had record low unemployment for everyone. We had record low inflation for everyone. We had job opportunities. People were not having to work 35 jobs to make ends meet. Gas and groceries were extremely affordable. We were safer than we'd been in decades on the international world stage. Everything has gone to hell and back in a handbasket. And so those are the things, those points right there that I just made, he has to get them out. He has to say, Joe, have you called all these family members of all these victims who have been killed, raped, murdered, and pillaged over the last week? Have you done that? Have you talked to Americans and found out why they can't make ends meet, why they can't put gas in their car and groceries in their cart? Why in the world is the world involved and embroiled in more wars and conflicts now than we were 3.5 years ago? You know, those are the questions, those are the statements, and those are the questions he needs to answer. I don't care what the questions from the, because they're just going to ask about saving democracy and abortion rights.
January 6th,
and just a bunch of BS malarkey, to quote Joe Biden, that doesn't really matter for a hill of beans.
The Book of Eli.
The Book of Eli.
I don't want to spend too much time.
Fantastic movie.
I want to move on. Okay. So here's what I think is going to happen, okay?
Yes.
One thing that I've mentioned before is that Donald Trump is going to be asked a question. Whatever it is he says, I agree with you, Tim. Say what you need to say. Whatever he says, when his mic is cut off, Jake Tapper or Dana Bash will say, well, that's not true. But
correct.
His mic will be off. He won't be able to respond to that.
Yeah.
Then I believe that when he says things while his mic is on, Tapper or Bash will interrupt him.
Yeah.
And say, no, that's not true. And then waste his time. You only get so much time and they cut your mic off. So I think those are the teaming up on Trump things that are going to happen tomorrow night. Mm-hmm.
It's fake fact checking. The fake fact checking in real time is one of the, it drives Chris up the wall. I'm right behind him. And it's really ridiculous because if you watch the Sunday talk shows, which I don't advise you do, we all do that so you don't get a migraine on the weekends. So, you know, if you watch that, you can see, because what they'll do is they'll have somebody from the Republican side on, they'll have somebody from the Democratic side on. Just watch those interviews. All you got to do, they're showing you in real time how biased they are. They're showing you in real time how fake and phony they are. They're showing you in real time how in the tank they are for the commie Marxist leftists who are wanting to destroy this country. Because it's all open-ended questions with the Democrats, very few follow-ups. And when a Republican dares to open their mouth, they're interrupted after the third word and told how wrong they are when they're actually speaking. They're interrupted because they're telling the truth, as you just said, Vic. They're interrupted because they're giving the actual facts, and the media can't let that out. And how beautimous is it that on the heels of, as we approach this debate, the squad takes its biggest loss that it's ever had. It has lost a squad member, Jamal Bowman going down in flames. Cori Bush is going to be the second one. I am hoping that sanity is finally returning to the United States of America. We've been living through a nightmarish hellscape over the last few years because of the Fauci flu and the corrupt COVID lockdowns and everything else. And I'm hoping that we're like swimming towards the surface. And I hope we're about to pop back up into the sunlight and the oxygen.
Timmy.
All right, Speaker Tim Jones and Chris Arps this afternoon, 4 o'clock from right here in the studio. Tomorrow from Johnny's Hideout in High Ridge. Yeah, Mr. We'll Speaker, there. Thank you so much. Watch my speaker.
You guys are awesome. Continue to have the awesome show you do. We'll see everybody tomorrow night, Thursday night at Johnny's Hideout.
All right. Whoosh. No promises. We'll do our best.
See you, Tim.
He's right. He's right about everything, you know?
Yeah, my thoughts are on this whole debate thing. I think if Trump, whatever he does, it's gonna they're gonna say stuff about him that's negative, and it's gonna go away, and he'll move on. With Biden, however, if he screws up, Biden, this is all on the line for him. If Biden screws up, flubs, makes any mistakes, it's gonna look really bad for him.
All right, it's a zillion to one long shot, but what if Joe strokes out and dies behind the podium?
Wow.
I mean, I get it. It's drastic.
I know.
It's completely drastic. But what if that happens? Then what?
They go to break.
Kamala. Kamala steps in. I mean, what? What?
Well, she would, because she's second in line.
I mean, in the debate.
Oh. But that night?
Yeah.
Oh no, they'll end this thing. Oh no, that'd be over. They'll go to break.
How can they say how terrible Donald Trump is?
It'd be his fault.
It's against him. Right, he killed me.
It would be his fault. Joe Biden.
You're absolutely right, Ken. You nailed it. So they'll be up on murder charges.
Right.
All right. I want to get back to the chat box because there's some thoughts on there that we didn't get to because we only have so
Let's
much
Let's try
time.
And get all of them, Vic, because it's pretty amazing.
It is. It's a good chat box. On 101.9/94.1 News Talk SDL, number one for live and local conservative talk.
Stream the Vic Porcelli Show at News Talk STL. For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on NewsTalkSTL.com. Made in St. Louis, for St. Louis. It's News Talk STL.
All right, welcome home to 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. I'm Vic Porcelli. That is Ken Williams over there, everybody. And Byron Keelan is on the phone with us. Byron, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing? Good.
You're working with Freedom Principles still, right?
Yep. We're co-hosting the debate watch party with you guys tomorrow, and so just wanted to chime in and say we're looking forward to that. I was listening to your segment with Tim, and I kind of feel like the same thing that Tim and you had talked about with this is that Trump, needs to just say what he wants to say, and be prepared for questions about January 6th and just to avoid those at all costs.
I admire Donald Trump for jumping into this, right? Really jumping into the fire, into the snake pit. But I hope he's ready for January 6th questions, because they're going to use the word insurrection, and he's got to say it. He's got to say it was not an insurrection. He's got to say those words.
But doesn't he all he has to say is, I told everyone peacefully and patriotically.
Yes, he does. Besides that, he's got to say it was not an insurrection.
Yes.
He's got to get the word insurrection off the map.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he should just say it was a peaceful demonstration. Like, if just like that guy in Milwaukee or in Kenosha was, standing behind a burning building, this is a mostly peaceful demonstration.
Right.
That's what he should phrase it as. Yep. It was a mostly peaceful demonstration.
Yeah.
But the other thing he's going to get questions on is the whole denying the election, and all the election fraud stuff. And he just needs to stay away from, explain his position one time and then once he's done, he's done. And then, stay away from that. But he needs to, just focus on the illegal immigration problems, the inflation and things like that. So hopefully it is a good debate. I don't see this being anything newsworthy.
Yep.
Out of it. But we're going to have a good time, with you guys. We always appreciate all the support your station gives to us. And we love working with you guys. And we're looking for, Johnny's Hideout. It's a really nice, interesting place. Get there early because parking is limited. As far as getting a good parking spot. But it's a really interesting place. And so I think it's a great place to have an event. And awesome, hopefully the weather will be nice. And people, I wonder if they're, are they having it outside or are they having it inside?
The entire place.
Yeah, the entire place. And I heard that the weather's going to be great.
Yeah, weather is supposed to be good, but it'll be indoors, outdoors, whatever you want to do.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So what, can I just throw in one more thing about the debate and then we'll get back to our little bit. I think that both you guys are right. Okay. But I think also as short and briefly as he can, to say something like the insurrection, say it was not an insurrection, I said peacefully and and then move on to something else.
Right.
Very quickly, that quickly, right?
Yeah.
The other thing they're going to call him is an election denier. And I think if they're going to call him an election denier, he has to say, I'm sorry, who's the OG election denier? Hillary murder Clinton, right?
Yeah.
We've got Byron, we have literally played 20 minutes of other people saying that the election was rigged. It was not a legitimate election. And I'm talking about their own elections and from the past. And we go back to Al Gore back in 2000. Yeah. I mean, when you say election, when they try to use that word, they try to label everything. And when they call them an election denier, they're the election deniers.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, and if you ask Hillary Clinton today, she will still deny that she lost the election. So, I mean, you're talking... Hillary.
We have to play that by law. Every time we hear her name, we have to play the psycho murder.
And I'm sure if you ask Al Gore, he'll probably tell you he won the 2000 elections, you know,
right.
In Florida. So, I mean, you know, these people, everything they tell you, you know, they are the greatest projectors of passive aggressiveness that you've ever seen in your entire life. Yeah. And everything that they say that they're against, they're the ones that are actually doing it. You know, and so they're just talking about themselves.
Yep, you're right.
And when they do this, so it's just amazing watching this stuff.
One note from somebody in our chat box says that Trump should say, "I'll donate $1,000 every time I hear the word convicted." Every time he hears convicted felon to a charity, donate money to
that's
a charity.
That's great.
Yeah. Right? Because then look at Donald Trump. Oh, he donated all that money. Isn't he nice? And they'll be like, they won't know what to do. All right, now let's get back to tomorrow night. It's going to be a great night. Love Johnny's hideout.
Oh, man.
It's kind of like Tim Jones has his own little table there, which kind of pisses me off.
Funny.
I don't have my own table, but that's fine.
It's the speaker's table.
Yeah, the speaker's table. 4 to 6, Tim and Chris will be doing their show from there, and the party starts at 7. Debate at 8, and it's brought to you by you, Byron, and your pals over there at Freedom Principal Mo, St. Louis Young Republicans, and Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Thanks for checking in with us this morning, Byron, and we will we'll hang out with you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yep. Take care, guys.
All right.
You too.
So much.
Thanks.
Good.
Very cool.
Good guy.
Freedom Principal, Missouri.
All right. I had my Ken.
What happened?
My laptop sucks.
You need a new one, Vic.
If I don't bring the power cord, which I forgot, of course, this morning, it dies. So it just died. So you have to. Can you give me a second here to find what I want to look for here?
Well, yeah, but you shouldn't forget your cord.
Okay, I get it. All right. When my mother dies, I'll give you the job.
Thanks,
all right.
Thank you.
All right. I'm not going to find it here. Anyway, the story is about one of the girls on the USA soccer team at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Is all about the national anthem. She's so all about it. Her name is Lindsay Horan. And not only will she sing the national anthem when they win the gold medal, but she gets ready for a game by singing the national anthem to herself.
That's awesome.
So she's a hero already, you know?
Yeah, what's her name? That other soccer player would hate her.
Yeah, and they all hated her. I got news for her. You're talking about... oh boy, purple hair girl.
Yeah.
That's what's called purple hair girl.
Okay.
You know what? And this is something that I love to see before the Olympics start, which is like a month away, Ken. The Olympics are like a month away.
I've been watching all the qualifiers.
Time trials and stuff?
Time trials.
So anyway, congratulations to Lindsay Horan. She's our hero of the week because she will always sing the national anthem.
There we go.
Ahead of the Paris Olympics. Nice job. All right. I guess that's it, right? Oh, no. Vic at Night. Let's talk about Vic at Night.
We can't talk about Vic at Night until we start Vic at Night.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah, we need to get my
stuff. Well, do it.
No, I can't. I can't do it. It's not that easy because it's a new page for me.
Oh, excuse me.
Here. Okay. Go. So I'm going to do the intro and then you go ahead.
Okay.
Joe Fick.
Go Vic, Vic, at my Vic at night. Yo Vic, yo Vic, more Vic at night is totally him.
Vic at night. 8 to 10. See, it's Vic and Ken at night, though. That's what makes me mad about
it. No,
this.
That's the marketing part of it.
Whatever. So this show that you're hearing right now will be rebroadcast tonight in between 8 and 10 p.m.
But and Vic's on in the night. Yo, Vic's on the air when there's no light. You're hearing.
Yeah, baby. Vic at night.
Vic's on when there's no light. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Last night on the way home from the party, I tuned in, and it was cool to hear what we were talking about yesterday again.
Yeah.
In between 8 and 10. So be sure you're tuned in. It's never Trumper free. No never Trumper stuff.
Oh, yeah. We make sure we spray the room before it even even airs and repeat.
We disinfect the room from never Trumper. And you get to hear the 2 hours again. If you missed it, you can listen to it. Whatever you want to do. Just do whatever you want to do, okay? Just make sure you vote. All right. When we come back, is Catherine a thing or not a thing?
Okay. News Talk STL.
All right, we're going to wing it for the last segment of the show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Sing it, baby.
Well, News Talk STL.
Think
at night.
It's awesome.
Think at night. Think at night.
Tune in. 8 to 10 p.m.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Great station. It's such a great radio station that everybody laughed at when we signed on.
Yep.
Because we only have 18 people, no corporate.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah. We're kicking all their asses at the same time. With half our brains tied behind our back just to make it fair. On 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home.
Stream the Vic Porcelli Show at News Talk STL. For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. The Vic Porcelli Show.
Most Americans are a $400 unexpected expense away from bankruptcy.
That's Bidenomics in action.
This is News Talk STL at 101.9, 94.1, 99.1 HD3, and newstalkstl.com.
So yes, you know, eggs and milk, and there were grocery things that were up. It has gone down. It has gone down since 2022. Gas prices, because of the actions that this president took, and let's not forget there was an invasion, but Russia did obviously into Ukraine that caused gas prices to tick up. The president took action, yeah. Tapped the SPR, and we saw gas prices go down. The president has met the moment with every issue that we have had in front of us.
Wow. Ken, she can't believe what she says. She can't. She cannot believe the things she's saying. First of all, I love the fake breathiness because of this president.
When gas ticked up, gas didn't tick up. Gas went up.
Now, hold on. It's not like they can say, well, you know, groceries are much cheaper now than when Donald Trump was president. They can't say that.
No.
Gas is much less expensive now than when Donald Trump was president. They can't say that. So they got to make stuff up. Blame it on Putin, you know. And it's funny how they made gas prices go up so far. And then when they came down a little bit, it's like, oh, look how great we did. It's like me, okay? I'm incredibly fat, all right? I got fat because I ate too much. So then I'm going to go on a diet. So I lose a pound. I'm like, wow. I lost 1 pound. Look at all this weight I've lost.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
No, that's exactly it. But when she says, and we'll play it again here, listen, because she says groceries have gone down. No.
That's true, Ken. They haven't.
None have gone down. In fact, they've gone up 22% since Biden took office.
So, yes, you know, eggs and milk, and there were grocery things that were up. It has gone down.
It's
and she says
gone since, down
since she even admits it because she says since 2022,
right? Well, that's the little trick,
but it didn't work because that's their administration. 2022 was their administration.
But she can say, well, I said that, right. But the way she says it is since 2022,
and I love
yeah, it's gone down.
I love the phrase grocery things,
yeah.
Because she doesn't shop for herself.
Yeah. You know, those grocery things that my people do?
I send my little people out to go get some grocery things. All right. we won't say it the way we said it before.
No.
All right. So, you know, the media doesn't help. And it cracks me up, Ken, when all of these left-wing newspapers and website news websites that are so left-leaning that they fall over, another one's going out of business. Mm. Isn't that fantastic?
So sad.
According to a report by The Wrap, do me a favor, look up The Wrap.
Okay.
W-R-A-P.
It's probably like more conservatively.
Can you check?
I will.
I want to make sure.
I'm going to right now.
According to a report by The Wrap, the Daily Beast is undergoing significant internal upheaval. Nearly 70% of its unionized staff are taking voluntary buyouts, including several senior editorial team members. How senior can they be? They've only been around for a few years. The ongoing struggles of the Daily Beast and other progressive media outlets are symptomatic of a larger industry-wide crisis. The ultra-woke left-wing news outlet, the Daily Beast, is imploding, and according to the report, some major senior staffers are taking the buyouts. And those familiar with the situation expect upcoming layoffs later this month. So by the end of the year, probably even before the election, the Daily Beast will just go away. Let's find The Wrap.
Yeah, I'm reading an article right now. It looks like it's covering actually stories from both sides.
Okay.
So it doesn't look like it's like one leaning one way or the other.
Well, they're reporting that the Beast, the Daily Beast, is falling apart, and we love to hear that. All right. Now, finally, there's a congressional report that the CIA interfered in the 2020 election by colluding with the Biden campaign to discredit the Hunter Biden laptop story. It's inappropriate for a currently serving staff or officer or contractor to be involved in the political process.
Yeah.
That's such an important... Can I read that again? Because that's a very important sentence. It's inappropriate for a current serving staff officer or contractor to be involved in the political process. So that's the opposite of what happened when 51 intelligence officers signed the paper that said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation.
Not to mention Page and Strzok and McCabe. I mean, these people were immersed in it politically.
So they interfered with the election by covering up the Hunter laptop story. That's one thing. Now, are there criminal ramifications to what's going on?
There should be, Vic. It's a coup. It's been an 8-year coup. It has been, easily.
I grew up thinking that the CIA was, you know, just badass guys.
Yeah, FBI.
Right, FBI, badass guys. And then we learn.
Hand on heart, above the, you know.
Yeah.
Patriotic.
Yeah. And now, as we get older and we look into some of these stories, that they probably killed JFK.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. What a discredit to an organization and an agency that should be the best of the best when it comes to intelligence. Can't. According to them, can't figure out that the Hunter Biden laptop was real.
Growing up, every once in a while, you would hear someone say, listen, you don't know the American government like you think you do.
Exactly.
And we would shoot them down immediately.
Exactly.
And now I'm looking back thinking to myself, my God, what have we supported all this time?
What did we believe in? What did we look up to? And
I mean, we're patriots. We love this country. We love America. This government, to me, has nothing to do with patriotism, has nothing to do with America. The left and the right, I'm talking about, when I say this, I'm not talking about left and right. I'm talking about the Republicans and the Democrats. These people are in complete cahoots together.
Yeah.
You know, then there is no difference between any of them.
And loving your country doesn't mean that you love the, agencies that are just shifty. You know what I mean?
That are installed.
Yeah.
These people, the FBI wasn't elected. CIA, they weren't elected.
That's right. You're
the
right.
DOJ, they weren't elected. They were put in by the elected administration.
Yep.
But a lot of these people, I'll tell you, they get these bureaucrats in there, and they are embedded like a tick.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kenny, I need you to do two things for me. One, is your amazing ability to move your hands very quickly, okay?
Okay.
Let's do the chat box. But before you start the chat box music, if you could turn off the mics because I want to tell you something off the air real quick. It'll take 2 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, go. That was important, right?
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go from the most recent back, okay? It's the only way to get some of these late things in. Ed says, tag the promo with, and Ken Whoosh Williams, too. I agree.
No.
You're a pain in the ass.
It's all about marketing.
Yeah, I get it. Where's the AI specialist here? Joe Biden, Whoosh. DJT, oh, I told you, he'll donate. Oh, wait. DJT should say, I'll donate $1 million if Joe says whoosh.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Get word to the president, our president. I would love to be there tomorrow night, but it's a 2-hour drive one way. That's okay. We'll have a drink before you go, lady.
Yeah.
And plus alcohol. Nopey, nope, nope, she says. Leftist tyrants like such governance, I fear. Check IDs? Wow, imagine that.
They do it for everything else.
This is harder than I thought going backwards, because if they say two things real quick, I got to go to the one before that. I was stationed in South Korea. Well, 101 straight up, thank you for serving. It was under martial law, and Park Chung-hee was president. It wasn't all that bad, but you don't mind armed soldiers boarding buses and checking IDs or having to be inside after midnight so as not to get shot on sight.
Wow.
That's what we're going to. Now, Ed Stoyt has said that he has to make sure that Trump has to say, it was not an erection. Thank you. Why do people have such a crush on him? Do you have any proof that there might be people in Congress that have a crush on Trump?
Yeah, in fact, I have audio.
Oh, let's hear it.
Let's talk about the fact that President Trump incited an erection.
I love that so much. I rather suspect that Trump will do what he wants within the limits of CNN's known biased restrictions anyway. I agree, but as good as he's going to be tomorrow night, CNN is going to try to rig this entire debate.
And we know this, Vic, but look what Trump has gone through, and look how we've been behind him on everything. This debate is just going to be, I think it's just going to be fun to watch. I think it's going to be like a train wreck, probably.
Yep.
And I hope when they ask Trump stupid ass questions, he looks at them and says, no, 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 no. We're not doing this.
Oh, man. That's a great point, Ken.
I would love it.
I hope you fake news.
Right. You fake news. You people. Here. And you know what he's going to do? I hope he does this anyway. This is me imagining I'm standing there and he does it. But Trump will look at Tapper and say, remember when you said this?
Yeah.
And really hold his
hand
to the fire.
Oh, my God. Say, hey, Jake, remember when you called me Nazi, you called me Hitler?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You said the national nightmare was over. You're unbiased. You're fake news. Here's what I'm going to talk about.
And he proved it.
Yeah. It was not an erection. Was it an erection? It was not.
No, I don't think it was an erection.
It was not an erection. Sorry. You're listening to two 12-year-olds who they gave microphones to. Yep. So, again, the music that you hear when we do the chat box is the instrumental part of Prison Colin Asin and Chuzo, which is just a fun nonsense song that was trying to make a point by the singer. And Ron Clutho is going to tell the backstory of the singer, who was a very famous, very successful singer in Italy.
Yeah.
Very successful. And why he did the song. He's going to play the whole song. After you hear it, go watch it. And when you watch the video, know that the girl who plays harmonica is the guy's wife.
Oh, it is?
He threw his wife in there.
Oh.
You know, she plays harmonica there at the end there. That's his wife. So anyway, Prison Colin Asin and Chuzo in full tomorrow night. I feel like there was another
Groovy
musical.
Grooves is the name of the show.
I'm so sorry. Ken, you're right. Groovy Grooves is Ron Clutho's show. Saturday night at 10 o'clock. There was something else musical I wanted to do today, and I can't remember what it is because I got a lot of nerve making fun of Joe Biden. I can't remember anything anymore.
Well, it just happened. You know, things slipping your mind do happen. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're cognitively compromised.
I didn't say I was cognitively compromised. What are you saying? What are you saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, but, God. You know, anger is a sign.
Is it?
What?
Listen, thanks again for coming out last night.
Yeah.
The audience of this radio station, you guys, I've never seen anything like it. We were, Ken and I, were at the beginning of the river. The very beginning, when the river signed on, when the river moved from the Fox to being the river.
People would say, we would have the river van out at the Riverport, and they'd say, why are you promoting a river?
Right, right.
They thought we were promoting the Mississippi.
And trust me, that radio station was incredibly successful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but the first years of getting it going, Ken's like, what are you guys talking about? What's with the river? So, but this station has caught on right away with good conservative people in St. Louis. And they don't just, to use Joe Biden's phrase, they don't just walk the talk, they talk the walk. Or whatever it is. What does he say? He says... We talk the walk, the talk of the walk.
And I wish you could find it.
But anyway, we thank you so much. And it was great to see people that we talk to all the time in the chat box and stuff. And, you know, you guys are just really good people. And we can't thank you enough for being part of this here radio station, which you cannot cuss on. Do not cuss on this here radio. All right.
And I'm glad people mentioned this last night as well about the record player.
Who did?
Many people, I said.
Did they?
Yeah.
I used it as my closing.
Yeah, that's why. That's why they mentioned it.
And then I wandered around the stage like Joe Biden.
And I pulled you off the stage.
Kenny had to grab me by the hand. God, I love this station. I love it. Dan Bongino is next. Kenny and I will see you tomorrow morning at 9 on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.